As the old hymn so aptly puts it, at the cross where I first saw the light. Friends, let's talk about the cross of Christ today from the International Gospel Hour. We'll be right back.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. Welcome to our broadcast today. For over 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through our broadcasts. Just ahead is another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour. Let's begin.
Well, thank you always to our Jay Webb for his kind words and greetings and hello, everyone. It is always a joy to come on this broadcast to speak the gospel of Christ to you, our dear friends. We are indebted to all of our listeners, and we thank you for being with us here for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. Now, if you are a new listener, allow me to share with you a number of options for your listening pleasure and Bible study. Now, you are currently listening to our weekly broadcast, and occasionally you may hear our shorter segments, 60 seconds for the Savior and a couple of minutes for Christ. You may hear our daily 15-minute broadcast. Well, it's available 5 days a week, and we're thankful for you tuning in and for the station to which you are listening. As I say at the end of the broadcast, friends, keep listening right here on this station or platform of your choice when International Gospel Hour is on the air. We also have a weekly TV broadcast via our YouTube channel, which is simply International Gospel Hour. We're on a number of over-the-air television markets as well and nationwide digital television in the United States. You can find our programming options at our website, internationalgospelhour.com. Scroll down just a bit and you will see all of our programs, even our Hispanic podcast, Cristianos Fieles, with our friend and brother, Marlon Ratana of SpanishBibleSchool.org. We are thankful for each and every opportunity to speak the gospel of Christ, to declare the oracles of God as Peter brings forth in 1 Peter 4:11, and to declare the counsel of God, Acts 20 and verse 27. Thank you for joining us, and stay right here where you listen to International Gospel Hour. Let's discuss the cross of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 2 through 5, Paul said, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Friends, as one who has walked the city of Corinth and to see the ruins therein and to learn more about the history of the city, oh, did Paul have the challenge of human wisdom and the power of the wisdom of men that was so strong because of people and turning from God. But he wanted them to know where the power of God would lie, and that is in the cross of Jesus Christ that impacted that entire continent. Friends, let us see the power of the message and not the messenger. As Paul, the messenger, realizes the charge before him and even the weakness within him. May we embrace the words of the man, Christ Jesus, and not the wisdom of men. Man's wisdom possesses weakness, but the words of Christ produce strength. And may we go back to the cross of Christ and see where our faith should begin, so our frailties and need for the Christ will subside, that we will constantly need Him to survive, and our frailties will ease through Christ. Our study of the cross of Christ begins in just a moment, but first, a few words about our good work with our brother Marlon Ratana. Here is our Jay Webb.
International Gospel Hour, in collaboration with SpanishBibleSchool.org, presents a biblical podcast for our Spanish-speaking friends. Please join Marlon Ratana for Cristianos Fieles, also known as Faithful Christians, at your favorite podcast platform. That's Cristianos Fieles with Marlon Ratana. You can also hear the broadcast at our website, internationalgospelhour.com.
Oh, the words of that sweet hymn. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die, would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Let's talk about the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross of Jesus Christ, that's where sin was magnified. The sins of the whole world. In 1 John 2, verses 1 and 2, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." I want you to note two things. The sins of the whole world. Look how sin is magnified. Everyone. And note that word propitiation. An appeasement that was made. And it had to be the greatest of all because of the sin of the world. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, Paul said that God, concerning Christ, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." It did not say that Christ became a sinner. Oh no, friends, that's not the case. He made him to be sin for us, to be that offering of sin for us. Oh, how blessed we are in Romans 5 and verse 20 to read the words, "Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound," at the cross of Jesus Christ, where sin was magnified. Would you notice with me, number two, the cross of Jesus Christ, well, that's where innocence was vilified. Those who walked by mocking and speaking ill and slandering Jesus, why, the very one who could deliver them. And yet look what they did. And you know, you think about it, there were a number of Jewish laws that were broken concerning the trial of Jesus Christ. Among them was how Christ was arrested, then his accusations were brought forth. And he was also railroaded, as in the hasty manner of false charges or insufficient evidence upon him. And the Jewish law stated that no man could be convicted on his own words. Yet, in Mark 14, verses 60 through 62, Christ was crucified on his own statement when Caiaphas asked him, "Was he the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Christ replied, "I am." Well, this was also against the Roman law. Oh, friends, innocence was vilified. How Jesus was treated. You know, Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 22, concerning Christ, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Yes, friends, at the cross of Jesus Christ, innocence was vilified. Oh, the price that was paid for you and for me. Let's notice, thirdly, at the cross of Jesus Christ, the sinner was justified. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus, Romans 3, 22 through 26. Oh, my friends, let's spend a few moments right there. As we begin, the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all. You see, it's only through Jesus Christ that we can attain the righteousness of God. And it is by faith and upon all them that believe. You know, that phrase, the faith of Jesus Christ, is of interest. It embraces all teaching concerning Christ, the gospel of Christ, and upon all them that believe. Why is that the case? Well, verse 23 tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Friends, you and I could sit down and lay out an enormous plan for our redemption and to be saved. It will never work. You know, I shudder when there are individuals who say, well, I am on my spiritual journey. Well, friends, if you determine the journey, you're going to come up short. But if Jesus Christ is the one to whom we are traveling on that journey, now you're getting somewhere. Someone might simply say, well, you know, I am spiritual. Well, define that. So many times, folks, it is a matter to where we just reach for what we need at the time, but that's not the way the Scriptures teach. The righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. So we have to rely upon the Christ. We have sinned and we come short of the glory of God. Now watch what he tells the church here at Rome, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Well, friends, I understand that I am redeemed through his blood, as we note from Ephesians 1 and verse 7. Now, he's writing there to those who are redeemed. How were they redeemed? How were they called to be in Christ Jesus as saints and to be the faithful in Christ? Verse 1 of Ephesians 1. You know, it's interesting, when Paul came across those disciples in Acts 19, he asked them about the Holy Spirit, and yet they had not heard of the Holy Spirit. Now, friends, how can one be a follower of Jesus Christ and not hear of the Holy Spirit? And Paul learned they were baptized with the baptism of John. Well, when he spoke unto them of Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us in Acts 19:5, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then we see where they received the Holy Spirit thereafter, to affirm the word and to affirm the teaching that they would bring forth. After all, they were in Christ, and now they were to carry forth that work. Ephesians, or rather Hebrews 2:1-3. Now, friends, when they are those that were baptized into Christ, we understand the faith of those of Ephesus and their faith in Christ Jesus. After all, that's Ephesians 1:13. And so to bring all that back around to redemption that is in Christ Jesus, that is how one is justified freely by his grace. When we accept Christ, when we obey the gospel of Christ through the simplicity of faith and the repentance of our sins, turning our direction to God, to confess our faith in Christ, to be baptized into Christ for the remission of our sins, Acts 2 and verse 38, well, we're then added to the church we read of in the New Testament, just like the Ephesians were. We are redeemed in Christ. Now, let me bring it back around. Since we're discussing the cross of Christ, we talk about the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. How did that work? Well, we're back now to the context of Romans 3, 22 through 26. Whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. You see, friends, at the cross of Christ, the sinner was justified. We're justified through his blood, Romans 5 and verse 9, the faith of Jesus Christ, as we learn further from Galatians 2 and verse 16, and through his grace, Titus 3 and verse 7. that grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Titus 2 in verse 11. You see, at the cross of Jesus Christ, the sinner was justified. He cannot be anywhere else. Let's notice a fourth thing. First, a quick summary. At the cross of Jesus Christ, yes, sin was magnified, so great, the sins of the world. Innocence was vilified, how Jesus was treated, offered as that lamb without blemish and without spot. And yet at the cross of Christ, the sinner was justified. And now, friends, the fourth thing. At the cross of Jesus Christ, the saved work sanctified. From 2 Thessalonians 2, the latter part of verse 13 into 14, salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel. It's the gospel message that embraces his death. Salvation through sanctification of the Spirit. That sounds like the word sanctification, to be set apart not only from the world, but set apart unto God and his service. For a long time, folks would say sanctify means to be set apart. And sometimes we think just set apart from the world, we've changed our lives. But there's an extra meaning, a stronger meaning, that we're also set apart for the service of God. You see, our lives have changed. Salvation through sanctification of the Spirit, set apart. And belief of the truth, that sets us apart. And how? He called you by our gospel. The gospel message that embraces his death. Oh, I can't help but to think of the gospel defined as the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. That's the gospel that they had received, what was preached, how they obeyed. And then I think about the gospel and the parallel, the beautiful parallel of Romans 6, verses 3 through 6. Know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into his death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that the old man of sin is crucified, that we should not serve sin any longer. Friends, you look at the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And we as individuals, dead to sin, are buried with him in baptism, according to Romans 6, 3 through 6. That's what places us into Jesus Christ. Affirm that with that text and Galatians 3, 26 and 27, and we are raised to walk in a newness of life. Have you ever stopped to think, friends, that the newness of life and salvation comes after baptism? Well, when you look at Romans 6, 3 through 6, you can't help but to see it any other way. And Jesus even said that in his Great Commission message from Mark 16, 16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. An individual is added to the church, of which Christ sanctifies his church, Ephesians 5, 25 and 26, and added to all who are sanctified in God, in Christ, 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 11. Sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all, Hebrews 10 and verse 10, and through his own blood, Hebrews 13 and verse 12. And it all begins at the cross of Jesus Christ, where the saved work sanctified. Here's a fifth one. The cross of Jesus Christ, friends, that's where the love of God was personified. In 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4, who would have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. God wants no one lost, friends. For after all, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We are reminded of the teaching of the Christian in 1 John 4, verses 8 through 10, of how love is manifested, love is proven, love that allows us to live. It all began at the cross of Jesus Christ. Friends, let's continue our thoughts here in a moment. I'll come back with some other thoughts. But first, I want to pause and defer to our J. Webb with a few words about International Gospel Hour Radio.
Since 1934, the International Gospel Hour has been heard over the radio. We are one of the longest-running weekly religious programs in the history of American radio. We are very blessed to continue over the air through gracious giving of congregations of Churches of Christ, faithful Christians, and devoted friends. That's why you will never hear us asking for money from you, our listeners. Our study material is free, always has been, always will be. We appreciate you listening.
As we have thought on these things, friends, let's go back to our beginning. Not to know anything among us but Christ and Him crucified, 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 2. I need not know anything but the only thing that in this cross of Jesus Christ, no matter how great my sin and my struggle, the cross is greater. May I put aside that I cannot be forgiven. Folks that think they cannot be forgiven, you underestimate the cross. Let me put aside how I can address things, then I'll come to Christ. What I need is less excuse and more cross. No matter how great our struggle and sin may be, the cross is greater. May I embrace justification that I cannot furnish and sanctification that I cannot supply. And no matter how great my sin and struggle, the cross is greater. The love of God is brought forth. It has paved and will pave the way for me to respond. Friend, I must ask you today, would you love to come to the cross of Christ? Would you love to study these matters a little further? Once again, I defer to our J. Webb for an awesome Bible study titled God and Man. He'll tell you more about it and how you can receive it absolutely free.
An additional Bible study by mail is now available from International Gospel Hour. It's titled God and Man, How to Be Saved from Sin. This study booklet addresses a number of questions about the salvation from God to man. And friends, like all materials, it's free. Call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say God and Man. Or you can go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type God and Man in the message box. Another Bible study that is free from IGH and our friends at godandman.com. That's god-and-man.com. And, you know, since you can't see it, let me just spell that out for you. god-and-man.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Friends, what a joy today to talk about the cross of Christ, and there's so much more that we can bring forth that we will in our next weekly broadcast. To think about the cross of Christ and all the things therein, where sin was magnified, innocence was vilified, the sinner was justified, the saved work sanctified, and the love of God was personified, all of this for you and for me. We'd love to help you in your further studies of the Word of God. And we hope that the offer of the study God and Man will be of help to you. Again, if you'd like to receive that booklet to study on your own, 855-444-6988. If we can also assist you in your studies through a local congregation of the Church of Christ, if you'll reach out to us, we'll be glad to help you toward that end. We do respect your privacy, and we know that we're not going to just drop your address and phone number and let them drop by. But if you would like to do so, we can make that possible. So if you'll call us, again, that number is 855-444-6988, and let us know you're interested in a personal home Bible study. We'll return the call to you, and we will work out those details. How thankful we are that through the cross of Jesus Christ, yes, friends, we can believe. And Jesus commanded for us to believe Him in John 8 and verse 24. Through the cross of Christ, we can repent of our sins, as Jesus commanded in Luke 13, 3 and 5. Through the cross of Jesus Christ, we can confess that cross, confess our faith in Christ. Just as Jesus commanded in Matthew 10, verses 32 and 33, and as Philip did in Acts 8 and verse 37, and through the cross of Jesus Christ, we are able to be baptized in the likeness of his death. You know, in the city of Philippi, where Lydia is believed to have been baptized in that river, there is a spot nearby that shows, and it is laid out to where there's the shape of a cross as a little bit of water, deep water, runs off to the side. It's kind of an acknowledgement that when you're baptized into Christ, you're baptized into his death. It's a beautiful thought. And friends, when you think about that, that stands forth so true. I am so grateful that you have joined me today here on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I hope you'll join me each and every time, and we will continue our studies together at another time. Again, we will help you in your studies and your search for truth in every way possible, whether material that we send, which is always free, always has been, always will be, or maybe a personal study. You may want to seek out the Church of Christ in your community. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet again.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today, and we hope you continue onward with your search and study of God's Word. Please join us next time and visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.